Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Keep it tuned right here. Nobody will cover this like we will. Today we are show prep for the nation. We go first and we are the best talk radio on the East Coast, 98.9 WORD. This is going to be an unusual show because I'm going to break it down across the show. There's that much to be broken down this morning. So this is one of those that you're going to want to listen to straight through. And if you're thinking, oh, I can't do that, I got to work. Well, you know, you can go 98.9WORD.com, get the clips of the show. We have it broken down by hour for you. This is a huge moment in American history that you're living through right now. Let's start at the beginning of the weekend. I spent a lot of time thinking, how will I break this down? There's so much here. Let's start at the beginning of the weekend because something really weird happened on Friday, y'all. Did you catch it? You might not have. You were probably getting into your weekend. I mean, real weird. Democrat liberal senator, deep state hack, because he's one of the deep statiest of the deep staters in the swamp, okay? This was one of the strangest things I've seen lately, and that's saying a lot, okay? Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal comes out and says, totally random in the hall of the Senate, just drops it on a reporter, something very strange. Oh, the American people are about to be shocked and appalled when they find out what really happened in the Butler shooting. You mean stuff we don't know? Uh-huh. He says stuff we don't know is coming. Listen to this. This precedes by 2 days, the second assassination attempt. What is he talking about?
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt.
Butler.
Former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled?
What's I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction. And we will have a report very, very soon that I think will absolutely shock the American people, or should, about the lapses and lags in the protection that was afforded that day and the breakdown in communication, failure and responsibility.
Is that report coming today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Is that report coming out tonight or tomorrow?
No.
Okay, the report was supposed to be out this week. I don't know if it's... This is on Butler, okay? So what is he doing? Let me tell you what's going on here, okay? Groups of whistleblowers, new ones, have come forward on Butler. Okay, this isn't the stuff we've already heard and that we know, which is shocking, okay? I mean, I've already been shocked and appalled. This is new stuff, okay? Blumenthal doesn't want you to know this. They don't want you to know. This is embarrassing for the Biden administration, but it's coming out. So all the Democrats can do is prepare you for it. Now, I'm wondering if what's going to be in here is what John Solomon reported. John Solomon, remember, reporter for The Hill, mainstream reporter. Now he's at Just the News, his own site. The only one to get the Russia collusion hoax correct from the beginning. He's a damn good reporter. What did he get? The FBI approved the visa for the Iranian assassin to come to America. They picked him up at the dang airport. They picked him up. Interviewed him and let him go. He was on a terror watch list, by the way, international terror watch list. They didn't care. Then when he overstayed that visa, they didn't pick him up. And then what did they do? They lied to the American people starting in August saying, "Ooh, we heard an Iranian assassin's coming here. Uh-oh, could you be on the lookout for him?" They didn't need us to be on the lookout because they'd already picked him up and let him go. They used a special visa category, a national security one, to approve his visa. And they lied to us then. They started lying to us in April. Is that in there, Senator? That's just scary stuff. That's republic-ending stuff. Now, remember who this assassin was, right? He wasn't coming here to shoot Trump himself. Neither was the last one. He was sent by Iran, too. He's, by the way, awaiting trial. There was two. He was recruiting assassins. He wasn't going to do it himself. Did he recruit crooks? Did he? That what's in there, Senator? And then, as we hear this, that's what kicked the weekend off, chilling. And again, he's doing damage control at this point. He's not trying to help us understand. He doesn't want to get to the bottom of how Trump was almost assassinated. He wants to cover it up, but it's coming out. And it's going to be, he said, shocking, appalling. Shock the American people, appall the American people. That's Friday, y'all. That was Friday. Then this happens on Sunday. And to set this up, let's set the table before we even go into this assassination so we can be, where are we, okay? This is Representative Greg Stubbe. We still have no answers from the first assassination. We still are not allowed to know. It is September. That happened in July. The names of the Secret Service agents who unsecured and insecured that rally.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of questions that Congress has asked, and I don't think the task force has even been given answers on the last shooting that happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. The names of every single Secret Service agent that was on the ground that day. What is very interesting is the Trump team has repeatedly asked Secretary Mayorkas for more Secret Service agents to protect President Trump and had been refused until the Butler shooting multiple different times. Why is that? Why does the Secretary of Homeland Security not want to provide security to the former president, the leading nominee for the Republican presidential race here in November? Why doesn't he want to give them the assets that his own team is requesting? It's hard not to believe that this isn't an effort to give him lower levels of security. The Palm Beach sheriff even said that had he been the president, they would have had that entire golf course shut down. So why are we not treating him like he's the president? Because there's already been multiple threats at his life, multiple attempts at his life. It's very frustrating as a member of Congress, one, to not get answers from the Secret Service, and two, the agency that's supposed to be deemed the only job to protect our former and current presidents, and they're not doing it appropriately.
You know, at some point, it stops looking like an accident. At some point, the American people are going to have to start wondering, why isn't this happening to Democrats? I mean, because this whole thing, and they're going through all of it on Fox News. Oh, is the Secret Service funded enough? Oh, they say they're not. Oh, well, they seem to be funded enough to protect Democrats. They seem to have enough funding for that. You know what's remarkable? Remember that story of the woman who owned the haircutting place? Remember that? Pennsylvania? Secret Service broke in with burglary tools so that Kamala's donors could use the bathroom and some Secret Service. You know what she said that really hit me, though? It was something our side missed. She said, you know, I don't mind. She said Kamala Harris was having a fundraiser like next street over. So they came through my business three times to secure it. What? Yeah, they came through my business three times. But I mean, I knew it was a hassle, but I knew I'd have to do it because, you know, they have to keep her safe. She was really cool about it. She was just mad about the break-in. Remember what the neighbors in Butler said to the New York Post? It's really weird because our backyard's back right up to the field, but no one ever came to see us before. No one wanted to talk to us. We were waiting for them to come, the Secret Service, to secure the area. We knew, we expected, we wouldn't have minded. We thought they'd go through our houses, background us, or whatever they do. Never did. That's why Democrats don't get almost killed over and over again. Why is Trump getting almost killed over and over and over again? Texter writes, hey, Tira, talking about the hate spewed, the end of democracy hatred spewed by the media and the Democrats. Tira, I have three liberal friends. They believe everything the media tells them about Trump. All three believe we're in the best economy in years. Okay, now imagine the effect that rhetoric has on people who have a screw loose. Yeah, and that's why you're getting this.